From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In the first minute of NASDAQ action today, more than 80 million shares of Facebook traded. It's the second largest initial stock offering in history. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, where the stock price for the social media giant goes from here is anyone's guess.
The official IPO price for Facebook was $38 a share. Demand pushed that up to around $42 right when trading opened. Some technology IPOs in the past have gone through the roof in early trading, but this time around, the market appeared to think that that initial price was just about right. In the first hour into trading, shares fell back to around that initial $38 level and then floated up a bit to around $40. That's still a tremendous valuation for the company, though, around $100 billion. That gives Facebook a higher valuation than Amazon.com or McDonald's. That's led to words of caution from some analysts who wonder whether Facebook can become profitable enough to justify that stock price. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
President Obama is announcing a renewed fight on hunger with $3 billion in private sector pledges to support agriculture and food production in Africa.
I consider this a moral imperative. As the wealthiest nation on earth, I believe the United States has a moral obligation to lead the fight against hunger and malnutrition and to partner with others.
The president delivered his speech in downtown Washington. Leaders of the world's eight biggest economies meet at Camp David outside Washington starting today. This as Europe's debt crisis continues to rage, with unemployment still rising there and a second recession now gripping several nations. Leaders are hoping to contain the fallout from a possible financial collapse in Greece. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency will visit Iran Sunday for talks, according to the Vienna-based agency. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the visit is seen as a sign of progress on the Iran nuclear issue.
The International Atomic Energy Agency announced that Director General Yukio Amano will travel to Tehran Sunday to discuss issues of mutual interest. It's the first visit by an IAEA head since Mohammed al-Baradei went in 2009. The unexpected visit comes just a day before IAEA negotiators resume talks with their Iranian counterparts, and a few days ahead of the next round of talks between Iran and six world powers in Baghdad. The IAEA has been pressing Iran for access to areas where experiments were conducted that could have a role in a nuclear weapons program. Iran says its program is entirely peaceful, but has refused to allow inspectors to visit all the sites they've requested access to. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 38 at 12,404, the NASDAQ down 16 at 2,798. This is NPR. A jury deliberating the campaign finance case against former Senator John Edwards has requested office supplies and evidence, suggesting the discussions are becoming quite detailed. At issue, did Edwards, as a presidential candidate, break the law when money from wealthy donors was used to hide his pregnant mistress? Jurors asked for eight exhibits and all of the notes from one wealthy heiress. The new president of Malawi has announced plans to repeal laws banning homosexuality. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports this follows international condemnation after the jailing of two gay marriage-bound men in 2010.
President Joyce Banda says she will overturn the anti-gay legislation. In a live broadcast of her first State of the Nation address, she announced that the indecency and unnatural acts laws were to be scrapped. Legislation outlawing acts of homosexuality in Malawi was used 2 years ago to imprison a gay couple after the men celebrated their engagement. Gay sex is illegal and remains a taboo in most African countries. A month after coming to power, following the death of her predecessor, President Banda is stamping her authority on Malawi. She has already reversed several of his policies, including devaluing the currency in a bid to kickstart donor funding. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The Olympic flame, an ancient symbol of peace and unity, arrives in southwestern England from Greece today. British soccer star David Beckham will light a cauldron on the eve of a 70-day torch relay for the 2012 London Olympics. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.